The Tripod Network, what's on?
You're listening to Comedy Forecast. Comedy in 4 minutes or less.
ARPAcasts you like.
From people you once saw on TV.
This is Tweez. Bandwidth for this week in electronic stuff provided by BitTorrent. Downloads courtesy of stealing Wi-Fi. This is Tweez, episode 99 for February 30th, 2007. We're all famous. We have a lot of the gang with us this week. Joining us from DLHDDVDBlue.com is Patrick McAfee.
Hey, Leo.
Good to have you here. And as always, joining us from CrankyOldTimer.com.org is John C. Qwerty.
Let's get on with it.
John's anxious to go off and play with his latest utilities. Okay, our first topic is really interesting. Apple has announced a major upgrade to its operating system.
Boring.
How can you say that, John?
Steve Jobs is just going through the motions. He knows that the VistaZoom 1-2 punch has him up against the ropes.
Really?
Sure. Look, I blogged about this the other day at crankyoldtimer.bloggy.com.org. Apple's gonna fold like a hyperdeck of cards anytime now.
That's ridiculous, John. Apple's been gaining market share.
They're dead. That's why they changed the name of the company from Apple Computer to Apple Inc. They're trying to confuse the creditors.
Where do you get your facts, John?
It's all right there at crankyoldtimer.bloggy.com.org. Go check it out.
Fine, okay, I'll do it right now.
Well, let's move on to our next topic. Netgear is pushing to have the wireless in super enhanced specification.
Dead issue.
How come?
I blogged about this a week ago over at crankyoldtimer.bloggy.com.org. No, wait. I think I wrote about it for Really Wired magazine.
The point, John, the point?
The point is that people are tired of those constantly changing specifications. They just want stuff that works.
And that's Wired?
Don't listen to him, Leo.
Kevin? Kevin, is that you? Ladies and gentlemen, joining us from diggitydigit.com.org is Kevin Collins. Kevin, you're saying we shouldn't listen to John?
How many times has John been right? Remember the time he predicted 5 1/4-inch floppy disks were going to make a comeback?
That was ages ago.
John, that was 3 weeks ago.
Well, I blogged about that the other day over at
Enough with the plugs, John. I just elevated a story over at diggitydigit.com.org about the conversation we're having right now, and it's been diggity-dug 1,138 times.
Who wrote that story?
I did, John. I went over to your blog, and it's just a page full of Google AdSense ads, Amazon links, and Yahoo singles banners.
I consider that content.
Sorry, John, but there's a new story on diggitydigit.com.org that says it's not. And it's been diggity-dug over 2,525 times.
Hey, cut it out, Patrick.
That wasn't me, John. I was busy launching a denial-of-service attack against your site.
Gentlemen.
Take that, mister. I get zero spam.
Gentlemen, this is getting out of control.
Well, he started it.
Wow, what a crybaby. How did he get $8.5 million in venture capital?
Yeah, I blogged about that over at...
John, please. Can we all just get back on topic?
Sorry, Leo.
Good idea.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Our next story, Leo the Hub is listed as one of the top 25 podcasters of all time.
Oh, come on!
Maybe we'd better end it there.
You think?
Another Tweez is down the drain. Am I in Canada or San Francisco? San Francisco. Isn't one of those a country? Do I know what I'm talking about? San Francisco. Oops, did I hit the record button? Canada.
Special thanks to John Bell from Bells in the Bat Free and Andrew from The Instance, the podcast for lovers of World of Warcraft, for lending their voices to this episode. Opening theme music by Alec Berlin, courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. See the show notes for episode 106 over at comedyforecast.com for a complete set of links.
Now take a few minutes to relax with Clinton after the episode.
Hi, this is Clinton. Welcome to, or welcome back to, the after the episode portion of Comedy Forecast. I received this email from Joseph, and he says, since you're running over 4 minutes, you should say either trying for 4 minutes or Comedy 4 podcast. Well, actually, Joseph, you bring up a good point. What I've been trying to do lately with Comedy Forecast is have the show itself, the comedy portion, be 4 minutes or less, and then go into this section, the after the episode section, where I get a chance to talk more to people. So hopefully, the comedy portion is 4 minutes or less, and then this part is not funny, I guess. I was just interviewed by Tom Marquette for his podcast, Big Berry, and you can check that interview out over at bigberry.com. Yes, leave the E off for savings. Thanks to Tom for the interview. And finally, I wanted to let you know that there'll be another contest coming up fairly soon, so be on the lookout. That's it for now. I'll let you go. Talk to you next time. Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes,
leave a comment,
Podcast Pickle,
add us as a favorite,
and Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.